Alani Simon Kuf Yud Zayin. This is Dine Birkas Hashanim. Like we mentioned, we're going through the Shmona Esrei. So we went through Ochainim Adam Das and the Brachas from there through Rifa'eno. And now we're up to Birkas Hashanim. The Boy Hei Sifim. So the main thing we're talking about here is that in the Nisuch of Birkas Hashanim, we have a Shinui between the Yemaisa Geshamim and the Yemaisa Chama. In the rain season and the sun season. In the rain season, we ask the same Tal Matar Livracha, and in the sun season, we say the same Bracha, the same Tal Livracha, and from the Tchai. So that's the main focus of this Simen, is when we say the Sheila of the same Tal Matar, and when we stop saying the Sheila, and then what happens if we say the wrong thing in the wrong time. Let's see now the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Birkas Hashanim, the same talamata, that in the Birkas Hashanim, in this bracha, we need to say in the rain season, the Mois HaGeshamim, the same talamata, which will define exactly what that means when it begins and when it ends, then there'll be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzal Eretz. U'maschi l'nishol matar b'chutzal Eretz. We start to make this request of Saint Tal Matar in Chutzal Aretz Besfilas Arvis Shel Yom Shishim Achar Tekufas Tishrei on the 60th day from the Tekufas Tishrei, from the Tekufa of Tishrei. That's when we start to make this request. In other words, this is based on the solar calendar, not on the lunar calendar. And the Mechaber is telling us that we start on the 60th day, means including that 60th day, we start the Shela, we start saying the same Tal Matar, and then the Ramah is Maisif that we also count the first day of the 60 days as one of the 60 days. Yom HaTekufa, the day of the Tekufa of the, it's not the equinox, it's the, okay, it was one of the four seasons, you have the equinox, yeah, it's the equinox, it's the Tekufa of Tishrei, which is the equinox, it's the, it's the fall season. V'yom haTekufa hu bechal. It's included in this bechal haShishim haGreis Meimonim. Fine. The Eretz Yisrael and in Eretz Yisrael maschilin nishal mileil zayin b'mar cheshvan. And in Eretz Yisrael, the time that we start is the zayin mar cheshvan. That's based on the lunar calendar. On our Jewish calendar, the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Okay, so we have two different Zmanim of Haskalah. One Zman of Haskalah is the 60th day of the Tekufa, which is based on the solar calendar, and then you have the Yom Zayin of Mar Cheshvan, which is based on the lunar calendar. So that's the beginning. We'll come back to this, B'zayat Hashem. And then, when do we stop? We stop the Sheila V'Shailin Ad Tfilas HaMincha Shal Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, that coming up soon, Yom Tov of Pesach of Alinu Balkayis L'Tayva. So we stop that last mincha before Yom Tov is going to be the last time that we ask for the same Talamata Livracha. We stop asking for Geshamim. And then in Chol HaMoed, a person has to remember already that he shouldn't say the same Talamata Livracha. He has to say the same Bracha instead. So from then on, the Elach Paiskan Milishal, we stop the request for the rain. Okay, so that's clear. So basically what we said in the Shulchan Aruch is that we have a halacha that we have to ask for Tal Umatar in the Yemois HaGeshamim. The truth is that the Tal is not Ma'akev, but we're Mavakesh on the Tal also, since there is such a thing as Tal Livracha or Tal not Livracha, so there's an Indian to be Mavakesh, the Tal should be Livracha. And then he's defining when the Yemois HaGeshamim are. Yemois HaGeshamim begin in Chutzal Aretz 60 days after the Tekufas Tishrei, which is the solstice, the fall, not the solstice, but the equinox, the fall season. And the 7th of Mar Cheshvan is when they start asking Eretz Yisrael. And we'll talk about in the Mishnah Berurah when there's a discrepancy, if he's going from one place to the next, we'll discuss that. Because there is definitely a time elapsed between Eretz Yisrael, they start earlier than us in Chutzal Aretz. And then this continues until Erev Pesach, where everybody stops together. When Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph, now we're up to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to just make point about the nusach of the tefillah. Hanusach is v'sabbeinu mituvecha, and give us satisfaction from your goodness. That's the Magen Avraham b'shem the Rosh and the Marshal, and that's the nusach Ashkenaz. Of the Siddur Hari, in the Siddur Hari, which is also in the Siddur of the Nusach Sfard, because of Mituva, that V'sabbeinu Mituva satisfy us from its goodness, means the goodness of the land, and not Mituvecha, your goodness. Fine. Sivkatan Beis, B'Tfilas Arvis, that you're supposed to start the Bakasha from Tfilas Arvis, Ein Berlacha. The Berlacha doesn't really have enough kamina to us. Lamaisa, there was a shita that held that if he doesn't start right away by Ma'ariv, because you hash been the 60 days from the Tekufa. The Tekufa, the fall Tekufa, could be in one of four times of the day. It could be either at 3 or 9 in the morning or 3 or 9 in the evening. And basically there's a shita in the Rishayim, the Rav Yah, who holds that you cheshbon the tekufa, the 60 days, me'es wa'es, from exactly 24-hour period. So that means that, according to him, there are times when you wouldn't ask for geshem by ma'ariv, or even if it was in the morning, at 9 in the morning, the tekufa, then you wouldn't ask for geshem if he's davening before 9 in the morning. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Berlacha basically says that we don't paskin like that. So it's not so negeil lemaisa, but there is such a sheet that he mentions it there in the Berlach. Sivkat and Gimel, shel yom shishim. We said that the 60th day, that's when we start asking for the geshamim. Kolaymar b'tfilas arvis shemaschil yom shishim. In the tfilas arvis, the ma'ariv that the yom shishim begin. In other words, yom shishim really is the next day, because by the goyim the day starts from the midnight. So by them, the Yom Shishim would be what we would consider the next day, but we already start from that Ma'ariv from before. Va'az Yachriz HaShamish, then the Gaba should be Machriz, Va'akar Kaddish, Kaidam HaTfila Talam Matar, that the Olam should be aware that they have to ask for Talam Matar in the Tfila, Bechtei She'edu Lomar Talam Matar, the same Talam Matar. V'im La'ichriz Aval Pikein Yaymer. Now, if he didn't announce it, they still have to say it. So this is one difference we find between the din of Hazkara and the din of Shela. In Siman Kuf Yud Dalet, in the second bracha of the Shmona Esrei, we have an Hazkara. We say Mashiv Aruach or Merid Gashem, or we say Merid Atal, or we skip it. We go straight from Rav Yishia and Machal Kelchaim. There's the din of Hazkara. And over there it says that the Azkara has to be announced. When they start in Shmini Atzeres, the Azkara of Mashi Varuach, Amrita Geshem, then there's an inyan to announce it, Badavka, that either the Gaba announces it, or it gets announced through the Chazan davening out loud, the Musaf, and then the Olam will say it by Mincha. It's the difference in the Nusach Sfard and the Nusach Ashkenaz. Well, Kapanen, there has to be an announcement, and until the announcement, we don't start saying it. So that's Davka over there, but when it comes to the din of Shela, then we start it at Ma'ariv, and it starts automatically without an announcement. But the Mishnah Berurah is now telling us that it's an Eitz HaTova that the Gaba should make an announcement, Pashat the Olam should be aware of it, they shouldn't make a mistake and say the wrong thing in the Ma'ariv. Yeah, it's clear, so we're just, the Mishnah Berurah over here is saying that there's an Indian of Hakraza, not because Minadin, you need Hakraza to make the Shela, you have to make the Shela even without the Akhraza, but Pashat, the practical thing that we should just be aware of what we need to say. V'im le'hichri is afal pikein yamru. If he didn't make the Akhraza, you still have to say it. Good. Sivkat and Dalit, as Hashishim, we said that the Shela in Chutz La'aretz begins on the 60th day from the Tekufa. Klemar, yam shenafla boya Tekufa, on the day that the Tekufa falls out, Mechashvin Mikwal Hashishim, oh, this is going on the Hagreis Maimonides that the Rama brings, that the Yom Hashishim counts. The day of Tekufa is part of the Cheshvin, and the Chiddush over here is, like we mentioned before, that the Tekufa could be a one of four times. It could be either the third hour of the day, the ninth hour of the day, and at daytime, or the same by night, the third hour of the night, or the ninth hour of the night. I don't know if the third hour sounds right. The 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the day, or 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night. It's not the third hour or the night hour. It's just 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So anyway, the Kitzer, he's saying a chiddush that even though the tekufa could be in the middle of the day, we're still going to count that as a whole day. That still counts in the cheshbon of 60 days. We'll count from there. Yeah, it's clear. So we'll say like a mixta for yom kekula. That's the idea. The chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. I feel even tekufa nefilas bechatzi yom. Even if it's in the middle of the day, so to speak, it's never going to be a chatzayif. It'll be those times I said. But al-chapanim, if it's later in the day, we don't have an entire 24-hour period from the yom ha-tekuf, al-chapikain, we count that as a whole day. It just has to have started, the tekuf has to have started by the daytime, then we'll count that day. Fine. La'olam, then the Mishnah is going to give us a simon, how to cheshbon this. La'olam, beis yamim bein ha-tekufa la'ashe'ela, there's always going to be 2 days in the week between the tekufa and the she'ela. What it means over here, it's a little bit unclear, but what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to is that the tekufa is 60 days earlier, so it's basically 2 months. And al pi cheshbon, if the mashal, the tekufa is on the first day of the week, a Sunday, so then there's going to be 2 days between the tekufa, will be in cheshbon, and then 2 months later in Tishrei, then the cheshbon, Kislev, then Kislev, the 2 months later in the Kislev, so it'll be on the fourth day from that day. So you'll skip the Monday to Tuesday, and it'll be on a Wednesday. Yeah, there's always 2 days between the day it was in Kislev, in Tishrei, so the day it's going to fall out on the day we need in Kislev. Yeah, the oil and base yamim bein a tekufa l'sheila deim a tekufa b'yom aleph. If the tekufa, which was aleph, was in Tishrei, was on a yom aleph, was on a Sunday, so then a sheila b'tfilas arvis I shayaka l'yom dalet. Then the sheila is going to start on a Wednesday, and it's going to be Tuesday night. Yeah, that's clear. Okay. Let's go further. And that was in the Chutz La'aretz, and then in Eretz Yisrael we said that the Cheshbon starts from Zayin Cheshbon, which is in the Jewish calendar, Zayin Cheshbon. It says in Mishnah Berurah in Eretz Yisrael, L'fi Shashan Tzarech L'Geshamim, you need rain, L'fi Shagavoyahu Mikol Aratzos, because Eretz Yisrael is higher than other lands, it's mountainous, and you need more rainwater, they don't have a supply of water from the ground. The Gemara says that the bubble was low down, and they had a lot of lakes, and they had a lot of water, so they could start the request for rain later, but in Eretz Yisrael, they need to start earlier. Now, what about everywhere else in Chutz La'aretz? Anu, b'chol Chutz La'aretz, b'asar, b'nei Goyla, the bubble, as Lina. We follow the b'nei Goyla, the people in bubble, even though it could be our climate are different than in Bavel. The Rush, we'll see later, it'll come up in Shulchan Aruch, that the Rush actually, he argued that every land should be looked at according to that land. If the land needs rain, and their rain season is a different time of year, so you should say the same Talmud Matzar and Birkas Hashanim at the time of year that land needed rain. And what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, which is the Maskana of the Beis Yosef, based on the Rif and the Rambam, is that we don't paskan like this Rush, and we say that everywhere in the world, except for Eretz Yisrael, has a halacha like bubble, and we start from 60 days later. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. Anu b'chol chutz la'aretz baser b'nei gaila the bubble of linen, so we have a halacha like bubble that they go 60 days from the tekufa. Okay, now let's talk about a very relevant halakha b'zman hazeh, that the Baruch Hashem travel is so convenient and people are always going back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So now what happens if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and he travels to Chutz La'aretz, so you have a different zman. He already started saying Talam Natar on Zayin Cheshvan, and now he goes to a place where they don't say. Or let's say that he left before they started saying Talam Matar, but he's going to be in that place and coming back to Eretz Yisrael when they are already saying it. But, okay, so or the other way, he's in Chutz La'aretz, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and they're saying it already, and he wasn't saying it yet, and he's planning on coming back later, or he's coming back before. That's the Shiloh over here. What happens when a person changes where he is, and Mimela, that's going to change what he's supposed to say in the Shemoneh Esrei. How does that affect him? So basically, what the Mishnah Berurah is going to do over here, is he's going to bring two different opinions, and then he's going to say, he's not, based on something that Heitzig says, he's not even sure if they're two different opinions, maybe they're saying the same thing. And then he says that you got to look really in the books. He gives you a reference where to look. He says you have to look in these Sfarim. It seems he didn't have them. If these are the source of the Sfarim, there is a Machlokas, there's not a Machlokas. So anyway, the kids are, there's two different ways of looking at it. One way to look at it is as follows, is that if you're in... I give one more point of background just to understand the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. There are halachas that we find in many different places. We'll say Kimcha de Pischa. There's a halacha that if you live in a city, then you have an obligation to participate in the taxes or the tzedakah funds of the city. Yeah. So one of the examples would be paying the Kimcha de Pischa, that they raise money from the city in order to give aniyim food for Pesach, right? That's Indian's Nageya in Arizman. You know, we're holding before Pesach. So now, if a person is just visiting in the city, obviously you're not going to collect from him the Kimcha de Pischa. Why should he have obligations to the city? It's not his city. So there's such a halakha that if a person is in a place for a year, so then he has a halakha like he's from the B'nai Ha'ir, and he has an obligation to give to the Kimcha de Pischa. Yeah, or if he's not there for a year, but he's planning on living there, he moved in, so even though he's a short time, but now he's from the Bnei Ir. Yeah, so there's two ways to become a Ben Ha'ir. Either he could be there for over a year, or he could be planning to stay. One of two things. Fine. So now, we're going to see in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah such a similar type of language that if he's a Ben Shana, if he's planning on staying in this place, let's say he went, the Mishnah Berurah talks about from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. He's planning on staying in Chutz La'aretz for a Shana, so then he'll have a halacha of Chutz La'aretz. And if he's not planning on staying for a Shana, then he doesn't have a din of a Ben Chutz La'aretz. That is what the words of the Mishnah Berurah say. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Alicha Shlema says that that's not really what the Mishnah Berurah meant. He didn't mean like this halacha of Kimcha de Pischa. Yeah, he didn't mean that when he's here for a year in Chutz La'aretz, that's what gives him the din of a Ben Chutz La'aretz. The Shana that we're discussing over here is the Zman of Shela. In other words, if he's planning on being in Chutz La'aretz until the Zman that they are asking for the rain, so then he should just have a halacha of the people in Chutz La'aretz. If he's planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael before the time that the people in Chutz La'aretz are going to start asking for rain, so then he'll have a din of the people of Eretz Yisrael. That's, yeah, we see how I switched over here. We went from, we have a general definition of how you belong to a place, as if you're going to be there for a year or not, so then you have a halacha like the people of that city. And Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's not really what we mean. We'll see in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah momentarily, but it's not what we mean over here. What we're talking about is if he's here in the Zman. So let's just translate this for our purposes from going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. That's what's most relevant for us here. So there'd basically be two cases. One case would be that he's planning on going to Eretz Yisrael for a short period of time, where he'll be there after Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and he'll be coming back to Chutz La'aretz before the 60th day of the Tekufa. So in such a circumstance, he's not a Ben Shana. I mean, he's not planning on being there for that whole Tekufa of when there's the question of Shela. So Mimela, he doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and he just says it in Shomei Tefillah because he's there, but he doesn't have a chiv to say it at the Chumrah, and then when he comes back to Chutz La'aretz, he won't say it. He won't say it. Now, if he's planning on coming back to Chutz La'aretz after the Zman, that Chutz La'aretz is also going to be saying Talamatar, so he's like a Ben Shana over there in Eretz Yisrael. It means the whole Zman that's in question, he's going to be in Eretz Yisrael for that time. And by the time he gets back to Chutz La'aretz, he's already going to start saying Talamatar. So then he can start saying it from Eretz Yisrael, and he'll say it in the bracha of Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's clear. So again, let me say it one more time just to get the halacha. This is halacha l'maisa, which Shlomo Zalman Orbach says. It could be there are other places going to say differently. You can ask your Rav, but this is what Shlomo Zalman Orbach says. Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, and then halacha l'maisa. We have two cases of a ben chutzparet that's going to Eretz Yisrael. One case is he's on a short trip. He's going to be there from sometime after Zion Mar Cheshvan, where they're saying already Eretz Yisrael, and he'll come back before the 60th day of the Tekufa, whatever it is, before December 4th or 5th. Yeah, he's coming back before that. So since he's not a Ben Shana, he's not going to be there for that whole Tekufa, so then he says it in Shonei Tefillah, like the people in Eretz Yisrael, they need it. But when he comes back to America, he's not going to say it anymore. That's one halacha. But if he's going to be in Eretz Yisrael the whole time that they're asking Talmud Matar till a point after December 4th or 5th, where in Chutzpah they're also going to be asking for it, so then he can start already from when he gets there in Eretz Yisrael, and he has Mamash Echiv to say it in Baruch Aleinu, and if he actually forgets, he would have to repeat Shemon Esrei again. It's a Echiv, then he has Echiv to say it. That's how Rosh Hashanah or about the learns Pshat. Okay, now it's the inside, the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz le'lehepech. If somebody's going from Eretz Yisrael to outside Eretz Yisrael or the opposite, im zaita b'soich shana lachzor. If he's planning on going back within the year, which again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach learns, this shana does not mean like the classic shana of the Kimcha de Pischa. What he means over here is b'soich shana lachzor. If it's within the time of the difference between the shela, yeah. So in our case, if he's going to come back to chutz la'aretz before December 4th or 5th, then Shoyal Kim Kaimai. Then he continues like he would in Chutz La'aretz, means he doesn't have to ask for it. He doesn't have to say, not in Baruch Aleinu, not in Shomei Tefillah. He doesn't have to say it at all. It's a chumra to say in Shomei Tefillah. But the Minadin, he wouldn't have to say it at all. V'im Daitai Achar Shana, and if he's planning to come back after a year, meaning he's planning to come back after the Zman, that they start asking for Talmud Matar in Chutz La'aretz, so then Shoyal Kamakom Shusham. So then he starts asking right away, Talmud Matar. Good, that's clear. That's clear in the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. Aval Pish, Yeshlei, Ishu Vanam Bevesai. Now, even though he's leaving his family behind, and we might think that would give him a definition of the place where he's coming from, right? And we wouldn't say that, well, in our case, he's Chutz La'aretz. I'm sorry, his family's Chutz La'aretz. And he's in Eretz Yisrael, and since he's there for the Shana, meaning he's there until December 4th or 5th, whatever it is, until after that, Tekufa, so we don't say, well, since his family's in America, so how could he start saying Talmud Matar? He's an American. He's a Chutz La'aretz. Yeah? No, we don't say that. We say that, forget about the family, if he's there in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to be there until this month, that in Chutz La'aretz, if they start saying Talmud Matar, he's already had the din of a Talmud Matar, even though the people of his family and at home are not going to be saying. The reason why he says is there are poskim that said not like that. They said that it depends on his family. Fine. King Kaza Prichadash, Neviu Primagadim, and that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskin. He paskin like this opinion in the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that there's another opinion which says, no, we don't look at it like that. It's wherever you are. Very easy. Wherever you are, if you're in a place where they're asking for rain, you ask for rain. If you're in a place where they don't ask for rain, you don't ask for rain. Very straightforward. That's the other opinion. The Sefer Birka Yosef Hiskim B'Shem Kama Gedolim Ladas Maraz Guta Mari Molchoy Dechol Echad Yishal Kivnei Ha'ir Hanim Sabah. Wherever he is, that's the way he asks. Udeloika Prichadash Ayin Sham. Period. So and now, so far, we have this Machlokas. Either you look at it where you're going to be, where you're coming from. Yeah, that was the first opinion, the Primagadam, the Prichadash. And then there's another one that says, no, where you are, that's it. Very simple, where you are. Fine. Now, that's how the Mishnah Berurah presented it to us, the Machlokas. Then he says, if you look in the Be'er Heitev, which is here on the page, the Be'er Heitev, he seems to say it's not a Machlokas. That this second group was talking about a case, that he's not planning on going back. So if he's not planning on going back, everybody agreed, the opinion before also, the Prichadish and the Primagadim, they also agreed, if you're not planning on going back, so then you have a din of the people there. So then it wouldn't be a machlokas. So it's, according to the Be'er Heitev, it sounds like it's not a machlokas. Then the Mishnah Berurah gives us a reference, the Tzarek L'Ayin B'Tshuva Dvar Shmuel, the Sefer Yad Aharon, Kisham Makarim, that's the source of this whole opinion. So it means it seems that Mishnah Berurah didn't have these Sfarim, and you got to look there. You got to go figure it out. So Baruch Hashem, we have these Sfarim, and in these Sfarim, it's clear that it is Taka Machlokas, that they hold that not like the Ber Heitev is Mashma. They hold that you just wherever you are, that's how you pray, and then it comes out is a Machlokas, and then the Lach Lamaiske, the Max of the Haskama of the Halicha Shleima was to do like the first opinion. Now the Chumer is, we'll go back to our case. He's from Chutz La'aretz, and he's in Eretz Yisrael, and he's planning on coming back to Chutz La'aretz before the Yom HaTzivah, 60 days after the Tekufa. Yeah. So according to the Pri Chadash, he has a din of Chutz La'aretz Nik, and he wouldn't have to say Talmud Matar at all. Not in Baruch Leino, not in Shomei Tefillah. You wouldn't have to say it, period. So the Chumra is that since there is an opinion, this other sheet to hold, that you should say, the Birkei Yosef, that you should say, like the place that you're in, that you really have a chiyuv of Talamata, so then you say it in Shomei Tefillah and it doesn't hurt. Yeah? That's the Eitzah. That's why there's a Chumra to say it in Shomei Tefillah. But Mikra Dani's paskening, the Shlomo Zalman Orbach is paskening, like the first opinion of the Pri Chadash, and then a Chomer, if you want to be Yoytze, the other Shita, you can say in Shomei Tefillah. That's the pshat in this psak. Okay, so now if you have a Shiloh, if it's Nogeya to Lamaisa, and you have a Rav that you always ask your Shiloh, I would recommend to speak to him, because it could be that he would have a different way of looking at this Sif. But I'll upon in that Talmud of Shlomo Zalman Orbach looked at it. Let's go further. Leil Zion, the seventh night of Mar Cheshvan, that's when we start in Eretz Yisrael. If he didn't ask for rain, then they're machzir nois, he has to daven again. This is not like Rosh Chodesh, that by Rosh Chodesh we know if a person forgets to say Yalav Yavoy, he does not daven again. There's a halacha, so we're not mekadesh the Chodesh b'layla. So it was never Rosh Chodesh, it was never Yaduah to be Rosh Chodesh at night. So Mimela, if he didn't remember to say Yalav Yavoy, for the Ma'ariv, it's not Ma'akev. By Shacharis and Minchad is, and by Ma'ariv, it's not Ma'akev. That's Halacha. But over here, this din of Azkara has nothing to do with that, and Mimela, the night, the first Tefillah is also Ma'akev. Fine. King Kaza B'Sefer Birki Yosef, B'Sefer Zechor Avram Mitzadid, Shloi Lachza B'Di'evid, that he shouldn't go back B'Di'evid, U'Kadaf Halachas Katana, Chelek Aleph, Simon Ayin Gimel, K'moy Bazkara Ayin Sham, Avol Medivri Kamei Achronim Shiri'izi Loi Mash Mekein. The Mishnah Berurah says there is somebody who holds that the first Ma'ariv doesn't count. L'chatchila, you should say it, Talamatar, but if you didn't, it doesn't possible the Tzila. But he doesn't seem to hold like that, L'maisa. So L'maisa, you start from Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv counts. That's the Pashat Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. Now, when does it stop? It stops by the last tefillah before Pesach, the mincha before Yom Tov and Pesach, Zion, Shoylan Ad, Kleimer Ad V'Abechol, including that mincha. There's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz when it comes to stopping. It's only when we start. Fine. Chas. This is the next tif. Now, we're going to discuss now is basically if there's a little lane like a drought, Then what do we do? They need the rain, but it's not a zman to ask in the tefillah. It's not yemoy segeshamim, but they need the rain. So what's the halacha in such a case? Sebeis yechidim hatzrichim lamatar b'yemoy sachama. If there are yechidim that need rain in the yemoy sachama, in the time of that we're not asking for talamatar, ain shaylan oyseh bebirkas hashanim. You're not allowed to ask for it in birkas hashanim. Allah b'shemei tefillah. So if you want to ask for it, you got to ask for it in shemei tefillah. Tefillu ir gedolah in Nineveh. Even if you have a big city like Nineveh, which means a lot of people that need the rain, oy eretz achav kula k'mo Sfarad b'chwala, or even an entire country, an entire region like Sfarad to Spain, like Ashkenaz or Germany, it means you have an entire area that needs rain. Afo pikein b'chwala ki yichidim damu. They have a halacha like Yechidim, and the time that they ask for the rain is in Shemeya Tefillah and not in Baruch Aleinu. And this Shulchan Aruch now is passing not like the Rush I mentioned before, but the Rush held that if you have a whole land that needs rain, a whole region, I don't know exactly how the country is, that, you know, borders don't exactly follow the the agricultural needs, but whatever it is, you have a whole country that needs has a certain climate that needs rain in a certain time. So the Rush held that you davened, you said Talmud Matar based on the climatic needs, and here the Shulchan Aruch is saying not like that. If you need it, you live in Argentina, and their rain season is our summer. So then you got to ask for it in Shomei Tefillah if you need it, but you can't ask for it in Baruch Aleinu. Yeah. Oh, right, you're making a good point. When a person is praying for rain, he's praying for rain for where he is. That's right, not for Eretz Yisrael. That's correct. Yeah. Amil, I don't know, I was thinking today, it's very interesting. I mean, today the whole world is so different. You know, when you need rain, you need rain in Chile, and you need rain in California, and you need rain in Chmeis, wherever they're... You don't know where your vegetables and your food is coming from. It could be anywhere in the world. So I don't know what you have in mind. Yeah, if you live in a rainforest, are you praying for rain? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly what you're supposed to have in mind, because you know you're getting your produce and your food from literally around the world. Okay, Umiu im the Eretz Achas Kula Hatzrichim Mata Bimaisachama Taba Yachid. Just a second. Let's stop here for a second and let's see the Mishnah Brachah here. Sifkatin Ches Ein Shailin Oisei. So we said even if a Yachid needs it, he in the summertime in the Bimaisachama, he doesn't ask for it in Talo. He doesn't ask for it in Baruch Aleinu. In the Baruch of Birkas Hashanah. Now the Mishnah Berurah here has a little bit of a ha'ara, kasha, that in Siman Kuf Yates, we're going to learn Mizas Hashem, that any one of the middle brachas, you can ask Me'ein the bracha. You can ask. So if a person needs refuah, you can ask in Rafa'enu. If he needs whatever it is, anything, he needs Parnasa, he asks in Baruch Aleinu. So now, this person, he's a farmer. He needs desperately rain for his Parnasa. And he wants to ask the same Talamatar Livracha in the bracha of Birkas Hashanah. So what's wrong with that? What do you want from the guy? I mean, this is perfectly reasonable for a person to ask for Parnasa in Baruch Aleinu. And the way that he gets Parnasa is the rain. So what's wrong with that exactly? So Mishmar has to explain. V'av the Isul Kamon, v'sim and Kuf Yitef, the Mahayat Tzarech LeParnasa, if he needs a Parnasa, Imra B'Birkas Hashanah, you say it in Birkas Hashanah. That's the place for the tefillah of parnasa. So shiny parnasa. No, parnasa is different. Parnasa doesn't mean rain specifically. He needs parnasa. Shudavar tzarech l'kol. Everybody needs parnasa. So then you can ask for it in Birkas Hashanah. The ein bo hezek l'shumada. Nobody's going to be hurt by your parnasa. Of a matar, but if a person, for his parnasa, he needs rain, and he's going to ask for rain. Yesh bo hezek l'sharasa. That's a harm for other people. So Mimelu, that's the problem. You can't ask for something that's going to be harmful to others. That's the Musar Haskel over here. You can't do that. That halachically is forbidden. Shamei Tefillah, so where do you ask for it? You ask for it in Shamei Tefillah. The Nirud Lefizeh, the Kol Shekin Sheish Lana Lishol Matar B'Shamei Tefillah Achar Zayin Mar Cheshvin, that for us, which the Mr. Bros is assuming that we're in a place where we need rain in the as soon as possible in the fall. I don't know exactly where these places were, but they planted it seems in the fall, and Mimela, they needed rain then, and if the Rush, this is, it could be coming from the Rush. The Rush was in Spain, at least for a good part of his life, and he said if they didn't get rain right away in the fall, so then basically all the seeds would get eaten up by the birds and the mice. So they needed the crop to take root and start growing. So that could be, I don't know exactly, Mr. Brewer, why would he be quoting this from a Rush? I doubt highly that in where the Mr. Brewer was in Poland, that they were planting in the fall. I don't know. I don't know so well, but I think it's a more of a colder climate like us. Okoponim, so the Mr. Brewer says that in places where they need the rain, oy bein Pesach la teres, or if they need it in the summertime, bein kamis atzrikon lakas, then you certainly should ask for it in Shemei Tefillah, Afilah B'Tekufas Tammuz, even if it's Tekufas Tammuz. Daha, Afilah B'Tekufas Tammuz, even if it's in the middle of the summer, Mamas, the Simon Kalalahim, These places that need it, they could ask. So certainly, in a time when it's not mamish simon klala, then certainly we should be asking for it. Okay, that's the idea. Al kapanim, it's not a problem to ask in shomei tefila. You're asking why it's shar arutzif. He's saying in shomei tefila. The tain over here that Shai Ratzos was that he shouldn't be putting something in the nisuk of this nisuk of Talamatar is what we say in Baruch Aleinu. And that you can't say in a time when it's not appropriate, even though he needs it personally. If he needs it personally, he should put it in Shomei Tefillah, but not in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Now, this last point of the Mishnah Berurah over here is going to bring from the Taz. It seems he's speaking mamish about a drought. And in the drought, there was a specific nusach in the Sidurim, which I don't know, I couldn't find anything, but there was a specific nusach that they had in the Sidurim that they used to have tefillahs, and he's making reference to that, so we'll do the best we can to understand what he's talking about. Kazav Taz, had the tzibur mutzul lispalo b'shamea tefillah, that was the tzibur is allowed to daven in the shamea tefillah, hainu kesh mispalo malachash. That's only if they're davening the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Avalo yoymer oisai ha-shliach tzibur bukpel ra. The shliach tzibur wouldn't say it out loud. Afilu b'shamei tefila. Even if it's shamei tefila, he shouldn't say it out loud. A minageinu kayom, the minik today, which I never saw this, but a kopanim, the minik, sha-oymer shliach tzibur b'shamei tefila. He would say something in shamei tefila, if there's a drought. Avalo enoy oymer v'sein talamata l'chud. He wouldn't just say these words, talamata. He said psukim and he said other shaynas. Kvar nitfas b'sidurim. It's in sidurim. I don't know. Go find them. I'm not sure. But al kapanim, there's such a nusach that they had for a drought, and it was printed in the sidur, and that's what the shliach tzibur would say. So even though it seemed it did mention talamatar, but that wasn't a problem with what the Taz was talking about, because this was just a nusach that they used. Talamata. It seems more than just Parnassus, it was a drought. B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, V'yamtov, Mazkir, and Yud Gimel Midos, they would say the Yud Gimel Midos, V'omer Mizmori Tehillim, Shalmatar, and they would say Mizmori Tehillim, Shalmatar, Kid Isa B'Sidurim, like it said in the Sidurim. I'll stop here, we'll see the rest tomorrow. That's Shabbos.